Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Grab Bag brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And what a day it is, Jones. And what a night. What a night it is going to be. Lucas Giolito makes his long-awaited Red Sox debut. Giolito on the hump tonight against the Blue Jays. What is your give me a stat line for Lucas Giolito tonight.
Ooh, well, I saw earlier when I was somebody texted early in the program. I wish I could give out proper credit.
Yep.
But somebody texted early in the program. They said take the over on Giolito walks.
Oh, that's negative.
Plus money for three walks for Giolito.
He's going to be in long enough.
Seven runs, seven hits.
I also
You're crooked numbers.
Well, I also saw you could get him for +330 for a win. Now he has to get the win. He has to factor in the decision. He's not going to go five.
He's not going five. He can't qualify for the win.
Four innings.
Four?
Yeah, you think that's high?
Four plus or done after four?
No, done after four.
Okay.
Yeah, hanging on by a thread. Four. Four runs.
Four runs?
Four Ks, four walks. Fours are wild.
Four pack.
Yeah.
Okay. Lucas Giolito.
Tuesday four pack.
I'll say he goes four as well.
Okay. Sounds very familiar.
Four hits.
Oh, I left out hits. A lot of hits. More than four hits.
Four walks.
Yeah.
Four Ks. Two runs. I'm saying two runs. Good.
Flying opportunity for a Vladdy home run tonight?
Yes. He's heating up a little bit. I got him in the dong pool. I think he's... Oh, tomorrow we'll update the dong standings.
Oh, yeah. May 1st. We should do
May
that.
May 1st.
Yeah.
Makes sense to update the dong
standings. Yeah, let's update those.
Vlad's been letting me down, though. He's just three home runs all season.
It's just a countdown to Terp winning something, because Terp sniping players left and right.
Away.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, he's got Big Dumper and Kyle Tucker.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Flying Kyle brothers?
We need injuries. That's what we need. Not to root for injuries for anybody, but we need injuries.
But Lucas Giolito making his Sox debut. You can catch it right here on WEEI.
Here we go, now holla if you hear me though. It's the
Grab Bag on Jones and Keefe.
Little sampling Opie the Poet there.
I respect that.
Tremendous
open for the Rich Keefe Knight program by Opie the Poet.
That was pretty good, so nice to have that back in the mix. All right, we talked about some of this throughout the show, but there's four games in the NBA yesterday. The Pacers, in overtime, eliminated the Bucks, 119-118. There were a lot of fireworks after the game. Giannis... Halliburton's dad. I mean, players' dads and moms being a part of these things. Watch it. Be proud of your kid, but like, you don't need to be yelling at players on the other side. Knock it off.
No, I also don't need players after the game talking about how they've been there and you haven't.
The whole thing was a mess.
The entire thing was a mess. Everybody came out looking like clowns.
But that series is over. So Doc Rivers, Giannis, another first round exit. So see you later to the Bucks. Pacers move on. The Pistons stayed alive, although they tried to give it back to the Knicks. So this series will go back to Detroit for a game six, but Detroit beat New York.
You think it goes seven? You want it to if you're a Celtics fan, but I don't think so either.
I don't think so. I can't believe how bad...
I had the Pistons like you did. I had the Pistons in this series going into it. They can't close these games. I know they won last night.
They're a mess.
They can't close these games out.
They tried throwing it away.
They're a disaster.
Did you see the end of the game? So, I don't know. A lot of people probably locked on the Celtics, but there was a time, it was like right around halftime, I think it was, where you flip back over, watching the end of the game, it was a tie game, and then credit to the Pistons, they ended up taking a lead. They hit a few shots. But then the Knicks came all the way back. Karl-Anthony Towns hit a big three. So then the Pistons have the ball. They almost get called for a five-second violation. Then they almost throw it away on the inbound. And then they somehow, like, luckily get it. And they escape with a win. And then late last night, the Nuggets beat the Clippers. So Denver now has a 3-2 series lead.
I had the Clippers in that series. That one's slipping away.
I got the Nugs. All right, let's go to this. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend, and I'll say, I think I'll have myself a grab bag. Two NBA games tonight, Warriors-Rockets, Golden State looking to close out the series, and then Timberwolves and Lakers. Do you think LeBron has one last gasp in him, or do the Timberwolves win this one?
Well, the Timberwolves are going to win the series. I think LeBron and the league have a say in extending that series a little bit. I'll credit the Twitch chat on that. There's no way the NBA is letting the Lakers go out tonight.
No, that they might be right about that. That's true.
You used to call me on my
grab bag.
NHL playoffs. The Senators. Jones, your guy. Linus. Big Lean Omark.
Ooh, big shout out for him.
Shut out victory.
You know when he gets to the
playoffs.
Stays
alive.
You know when he gets to the playoffs. That's when he turns it on.
That's when he does. He's a big game player. Senators blank the Maple Leafs 4. Zip Toronto up 3-2 in that series. Hurricanes advance with a double overtime win over the Devils. They win that series in 5 games. Bruce Cassidy and the Golden Knights defeated the Wild in overtime, so Vegas has a 3-2 lead. And the Oilers top the Kings 3-1. Edmonton up 3-2.
Now, I saw last night our good pal Andrew the Razor Raycroft. I was having a good time.
Yeah, what's he up to?
He's having a good time. I haven't talked to him in a while. He was having a good time with the Leafs losing that game. A couple of tweets from Razor. Happy early birthday, by the way, Razor. I saw the May the 4th, I think, is his birthday.
No way. Star Wars Day?
I think so.
Oh, that's exciting.
Happy early birthday. Yeah. Shout out, Razor. The Maple Leafs core being 1-13 in elimination games is ridiculous. Hashtag Leafs forever. Leafs in game 5, Marner -4, Matthews -4, Knies -4, Tavares -3, Nylander -3. Hashtag Leafs forever.
Just chirping the Leafs.
Chirping the Leafs.
Well, he played for the Leafs, right? So he's probably
traded. Yeah.
To the Leafs, so maybe he's got some bad feelings.
For Tukes.
But okay.
I wouldn't expect Allmark to turn it around, but if a team is going to gag away a 3-0 lead, it would be Toronto, for sure.
Yeah. In the NHL tonight, Canadiens and Capitals in Game 5. Washington up 3-1. Brad Marchand and the Panthers are up 3-1 on the Lightning. That game tonight at 7:30. And Jim Montgomery's Blues taking on the Jets. That series is tied 2-2.
You think Monty advances?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, Monty.
Okay, yeah, Team Monty.
Monty Cassidy into the second round.
I'm Team Winnipeg Jets.
Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. Where do you turn at 1:30 p.m.? Jones and Keefe grab back. 93.7, Jones and Keefe grab back. Jones and Keefe grab back.
All right, is this legit? Have you seen this? Turp just passes around.
I'm always
dubious. Huh?
Efforting.
Efforting?
I think it might be.
Okay. Well, so I trust.
Know for sure.
I trust Cotillo went to UNC. So if Cotillo's tweeting out stuff from UNC reporters, I would feel like we could trust it. But I'm always very skeptical of just a tweet that's just a screen grab of something.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We may or may not have a statement, an official statement from head coach Bill Belichick, but we're efforting.
Should we effort this?
Yeah.
Because Jordan. She's gone up in Instagram followers, by the way.
Yeah.
She has not posted that. But there is a statement on Twitter, but it's not from the official Bill Belichick Twitter account.
It's from some, I don't know. Let's keep efforting on that, to be honest.
But did UNC football put it out? I guess that would be maybe a question.
Don't know. I only saw the Cotillo tweet. That's all I've seen, to be honest. And he's a UNC alum. So I would imagine
if
he knows some of the reporters there. But yeah, go seek out his timeline. We may or may not have a statement from Bill.
Yeah. All right. So we'll try to effort that. We'll circle back to that if that's legit, because there's no sense in reading the whole thing if it turns out to be false. All right. The Falcons were fined $250,000, and their defensive coordinator, Ulbrich, was fined $100,000 for Shedeur Sanders' number being put out there for the prank.
I have a question. It's just about Shedeur. Was it Ulbrich's kid, Jax, I think his name was? Was it him calling all these prospects? Like, Josh Connerly has come out. And
also,
Tyler Warren,
I
Abdul
don't
Carter.
Think his kid called. I think it was his buddy that called, but like got the number from him. So it's a whole thing.
Okay.
But yeah, because Abdul Carter apparently got pranked. Tyler Warren got pranked. Shedeur Sanders, like, very notably, famously got pranked. And then another guy, right? So
yeah. So was it all because of Ulbrich's kid, or was that just the Shedeur phone number and then other numbers got leaked? I'm not telling you, I know the answer.
Probably more than that.
Yeah. I'm curious, but I wonder if it was all his kid. And by the way, he's lucky, meaning this kid, that his dad only got fined $100,000 and the team only got fined $250,000. They should have been fined more than that.
Yeah, for sure. Every day that
I am making grab bag.
Stephon Castle for UConn product. He of the San Antonio Spurs, Rookie of the Year.
Wow.
Back-to-back Rookie of the Years for the San Antonio Spurs.
I don't know who I thought was going to get it, but I guess I didn't expect that. He was good against the Celtics in the games I saw. I didn't pretend to watch a ton of the Spurs this year, but he was good in the games against the Celtics.
Remember how bad the rookie class, the draft was? Everybody was like, well, this is a horrible draft. And then the rookie season played out, and there was not a lot of impactful rookies. Our guy, Zachary Richichet, the number one pick,
yes,
was the runner-up. but Castle won pretty convincingly. So he joins. He's now the fourth Spur to be Rookie of the Year, joining David Robinson, the Admiral, Tim Duncan, and Victor Wembanyama.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a pretty good group.
Good crew.
That is.
You are a
grab bag.
You are a sad, strange little man.
All right, a lot to choose from, but let's get to our Hogdale call of the day.
Oh, man, a lot of choices last
week. Oh, my goodness. Willier gives this one a ride. High and deep. Another one. Skies, what the f***? 7-0. The Sox are up 7-0 in the top of the third inning. The fifth home run of the game by the team. Willier hits this one 105 miles an hour. Wow. Holy f***.
There you go. The Hogdale call of the night.
Nice.
Nailed it. A lot of home runs. A lot of exciting plays to choose from. And once again, I would say he nailed it.
Man always delivers what he does. Blue pints of booze.
Tell me, are you a grab bag? Are you a grab bag?
Best NBA performers from last night. Ooh. Gary Trent Jr.
Real. Can't give it. I don't have the conscience to give it to him in a loss, but what a performance.
33-5.
Yeah.
Tyrese Halliburton with his dad sitting front row. 26-5-9. Giannis Antetokounmpo. 30-20-13.
Definitely not. Loser.
Jason Tatum. 35-8-10. Or Jamal Murray, 43-5-7.
So Murray had 8 threes in that game. He was on fire. I would give it to Tatum. I thought Tatum was spectacular last night. I would give it to Tatum. All
right. It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we're talking about another former Blue Jay today who played the hot corner.
Okay.
The original hot corner.
Yeah.
Not the other hot corner.
Not the cold corner.
No, the hottest of the corners. Okay. In addition,
the hot corner when Barry Bonds is up.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No,
like a Mo Vaughn digging
exactly.
in.
Yeah,
that's the hot corner.
Depends on who you're facing. Yeah.
All right. A part of a 13-year major league career, played for the Blue Jays, A's, Yankees, Twins.
Josh Donaldson.
Wow.
He got it.
Billy.
You know what's funny? Because he, in my mind.
Is that our first MVP?
Yes, probably. MVP. He played more for the Blue Jays than the A's. I would have guessed the other way around.
He was with
He played more games for the Blue Jays than anybody else.
So I would have guessed the A's the most. How close is he with the Yankees? He was with the Yankees for, it felt like, a while at the end.
So he had 462 games with Toronto, 405 with Oakland, 165 with the Yankees.
So not as many.
But he won his MVP. He won his MVP with Toronto.
The Twitch chat.
Mad at Billy.
Well, no. Not necessarily.
No, they're actually not mad. They're like, way to go, Bill.
Holy crap, Lanny. Yep. Attaboy.
A lot of attaboys, Bill.
Go Shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff in there. They're liking it. That's one of the faster ones that we've had, Bill.
I had a feeling. He was a more recent player. His last game was in 2023.
I'm shocked you went with an MVP.
Won an MVP?
I did not remember he won an MVP until Nick said it. And then I'm like, oh, yeah.
2015, he had
real nice fantasy player for
41 bombs and led the league with 123 RBI and 122 runs scored.
Driveline would love that guy. All he does is uppercut the ball.
Yeah. And he had 10 sack flies that year.
Ooh, text line's always on a delay.
Is that bold?
Not Ed Sprague. Not Kelly Gruber. I was thinking Kelly Gruber.
Oh, Kelly Gruber, good third baseman.
Before I can get my answer out, Billy not only beat me to it, but had the correct answer.
Jose Bautista was a bit of a butcher at third for a little bit, wasn't he? Before they just had him DH.
Now he's definitely been the
Jose Bautista.
No, he hasn't.
No,
hasn't.
Tony Bautista. I'm sorry.
Tony Bautista.
No, I'm sorry.
Also
not Joey
kind of
Bats.
A butcher.
Tony Bautista. You're right.
Yeah. We're running out of J's here.
Okay, so there you go. That is the random baseball player of the day. Each and every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keefe. WEEI Afternoons coming your way. At 2 o'clock, they'll be talking to the manager, Alex Cora. At 2:30, Brian Scalabrine on as well, following the Celtics victory last night. Plus, we'll get you the clip du jour next.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
All right, back here at Jones and Keefe WEEI. It's time now for our clip du jour. Jones, ready for that?
Oh, that sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today we finally weighed in on the hottest topic on the internet over the last few days. Who would win in a fight, 100 humans or one gorilla? Mm.
Would you rather bet on 100 humans or one gorilla to win a fight?
My first knee-jerk reaction is the 100 humans would actually win. but 50 of them might die.
Right. No, and we had a promo about this. Not just die.
Oh.
Get their face ripped off.
Blood bath.
Right. Limbs ears gone. Ripped off. Like, if you're one of the lucky humans to survive and ultimately take out the gorilla.
You need to get, like, 50, like, death row guys
right.
that are going to be, like, ready to go. Like, listen, we have no
but
chance.
But you're just lucky that you were one of I'm with you on this. The humans would ultimately overwhelm
it's too many,
the gorilla.
Right? 100?
But the people that the gorilla takes out, and there will be people.
Mortal Kombat, like, fatalities.
It will be ugly.
Yes. Yeah.
It will be gruesome.
Yeah.
It will not be the way you want to go out. So that now is just a numbers game.
They're going to live the rest of their life remembering and knowing and being reminded that they fought the squirrel.
I have a great story.
Yeah.
A story and a half.
It was me and 99 of my friends.
99 best buds. We got together. And I always, in my head, when everyone's like, who would win in a fight, this versus this,
I
kind of think like open field.
Okay.
Like giant open field. Because once you get into like
the gorilla's terrain.
Yeah, like
the mist. War. If once you're in the
if
mist,
I'm in the
this takes place in the mist.
I'm taking the gorilla in the mist. If you're gonna pin me down, you know what Jones would say.
Girl, they would have been taking me to the king.
Yeah, well, it's funny because then like the text line was really split. Like I don't think we came to a real consensus.
No, the best text we got was that the gorilla would take two people, use them as nunchucks, and just work their way through all the people.
Suddenly they have weapons.
Yeah, but no matter, even if you survive, even if you're, because the humans win.
Yeah.
Even if you survive, you come out a changed man.
Very changed.
Perhaps in more ways than one.
Correct.
If the gorilla really decides to have a field day. But you come out a changed man. You've seen some stuff.
But then
you're constantly in the fog of war.
Oh, yeah.
The gorilla fog of war.
But then you have people like Terp who are like just walking, like peacocking around being like, it'd be no problem.
Terp came in hard.
Oh, no, I just heard this.
Yeah, he
Terp
came in.
Terp thinks he himself like, would be
his I think he said, I'm a bad MF-er. You watch what I do or something like that.
Really strange. A real strange sign of
Terp.
It's these like, late nights or something.
He's really changing his tune from off-air to on-air.
Yeah, no, it's true.
You know what it is? He's hanging out with Missoula too much.
Yeah,
it's too much Joe Missoula.
It was definitely
it's a
Missoula-esque take.
Interesting.
He should ask Missoula off the record. 100 Missoulas or one gorilla? Who wins the fight?
Oh, on the record. Not off. On.
On the record.
On the record,
on the
he's going to say 100 Missoulas.
100 Missoulas.
There is no doubt he'll react like Terp did.
How many Missoulas would it take?
How many Missoulas? Probably a lower number than you and I.
Like 16. Seven. Like a well-thought-out answer. He's like 16.
He'd be like, well, I got 16 because four are doing this, three are doing this, and he would have it all mapped out.
Yeah.
We're going to lose 13.
Jiu-jitsu somersault right in the cojones.
I do think, though, if I was... Because a lot of people have gone to the lengths of legitimately fielding their 100 people.
Mm-hmm.
I think Missoula would be one of my 100 people.
Yeah, one of your guys.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, you want
yes.
him? You want him in a foxhole?
Yeah, I do.
Foxhole guy. He
but
is
you,
a guy.
You don't think he's a foxhole guy? He's tough as nails. He knows jiu-jitsu.
You know,
I don't want to get too deeply into this.
He wouldn't be opposed to being on the front line.
You'd take Jalen. I know that you're a Jalen guy, so you take
no,
that.
I wouldn't.
Who else would you? Who are you taking?
So, long tease, odds and ends on WEEI afternoons will probably delve into this because
okay,
I want Ted Johnson's take.
I'd take Ted Johnson.
Would you take 100 Ted Johnsons?
Yeah.
You think 100 Ted Johnsons could get it done?
What are we talking about? yeah, I think so.
So, my theory was
I don't really
care about 99 of them. One of them has to be the greatest chokehold artist in the world.
Right.
Because I think the only way you take the gorilla out is a chokehold.
You got to put it to sleep.
Because their skin is like impenetrable. You're not breaking
well, you don't
an
have any
arm.
Weapons
you're
either.
Not. Right.
Yeah.
So the only way is you need somebody to latch on to his throat.
Right.
And I don't know how long it takes with a gorilla, but he can't let go.
Oh, wow.
He's going to ride that bull for a while. Like. So
yeah.
I would like 99 people are just getting in the way, hanging on him.
So you need John Jones.
But those people are all getting taken out.
I don't care. Only one matters, the chokehold guy.
Yeah, well, right. Unless you're one of the other 99 sitting in there, then that's a problem.
I'm not promised you anything. You're expendable. You're like the expendables. Like, it
well,
is what it is.
Nick said it during one of the breaks. It's kind of like attacking Thanos and Avengers. Like, you need a bunch of people, like, on the leg, a bunch of people on an arm, and then from there you're trying to just, choke them out.
Yeah.
They did have a magic cape, though, so that doesn't...
Oh, magic cape much. Helps. And,
any
but,
chance?
I mean, trying to get the gauntlet off his hand. That's also
any chance the gorilla taps out? Because
zero.
I've been told there's videos of a gorilla running from a little bird in his enclosure at a zoo.
Oh. Well, maybe.
So do gorillas have fear?
They were playing.
Interesting. Yeah, but you couldn't. It's 100 humans. You can't bring in, like, birds. You can't bring in
No, I'm
stuff.
Just saying. Maybe the gorilla's like, that's
I don't like
a lot of humans. I don't like my odds. I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Gunther did tap out to Jey Uso at WrestleMania.
Good point.
I hadn't thought about it that way.
Think about it.
Ephraim Brockton
did you see Paul
says,
Heyman yesterday?
The gorilla with his ripped
fiance?
Your arm off.
Yeah. Was that real?
Paul Heyman has Paul Heyman's fiance is like Jordan's age, I think.
Except
younger, she's
like
apparently 22.
Smoking in a different type of way.
What?
What does that mean?
Like
talking
a
about?
Trampy kind
How's
of.
How's her brisket?
What?
What is happening? Now?
Well done.
This always takes a turn, this final minute of the show.
What? Are you blaming me?
I am.
Billy asked about her brisket.
You're the only difference.
She said she's smoking a different way. I'm like, all right, so she's not hot, so she's a chef.
Yeah. Yeah, don't Urban Dictionary.
But then I read some like community notes on that it might not have been.
Oh, it's not even? Oh,
yeah. She's just a performer.
Got it.
What the hell?
So no smoked meats.
Nope.
No, Bill, enough just of the meats. Just no brisket.
Just another blonde. Then.
Put your meats away and let's stick to football.
Okay, so beyond this debate in odds and ends, you have Missoula. You have Cora Rather and Scal.
Cora 230, where we'll talk about a surging Sox team that suddenly is hitting the ball out of the ballpark. I know Arcan was all fired up. I was listening to the Mass Mutual pregame show. He's like, the Yankees hit 4 home runs in the first inning. What's going on there? And then, like, as soon as the Red Sox play, it's like home run.
I bet Jazz Chisholm last night, he was like the only guy who didn't hit one.
Yeah, I bet over on K's, 6.5. Thanks for the 6, Crochet.
He's hit that.
It's unbelievable.
He's hit that number a bunch this year.
He's always right below the half.
Yep.
They are really good at their jobs.
Maybe start betting some unders.
Maybe. Scal will be at 4 o'clock. We'll get Ted Johnson, as I predicted with you guys yesterday.
You weren't wrong.
Went a little viral. I didn't. I had no knowledge that he was going to call for Belichick to lose his job at North Carolina. We'll continue to get into that. This statement, which may or may not be a real statement. What's going on?
I'd like to see it corroborated elsewhere.
Like on her
last
IG.
Check.
If you promised statement coming, wouldn't you think she'd post it on her IG?
She'd be all over it.
Unless she was told, stop doing everything.
Just posted something 50 seconds ago.
Okay. Breer just did.
Yep.
From that statement. Okay. That legitimizes it then. I trust Breer.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Bill Belichick issuing statements.
I would mostly trust Breer.
So it looks like it's from the UNC website.
Okay.
Okay, good. So we have this back and forth. Now the ball is in CBS's court. I await their response here, Bill.
Okay.
30 minutes of video, please.
Stay tuned. You got WEEI Afternoons, the crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. Monday through Wednesday, you can visit the Nines for their newest big deal meal.
So good.
And it's Andy Hart approved, the crispy fried twin catch with North Atlantic cod and crispy shrimp. Just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday. You gotta love the Nines. Stay tuned to WEEI Afternoons. We're back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got Bradfo. We'll put something on the clock. That's at 10 tomorrow on WEEI.